Yesterday, we heard from a commentator who worries that the Bush administration's argument for using military force in Iraq is not well-reasoned. Today, another view on the appropriateness of the use of American military force all over the world from commentator and Navy pilot Ken Harbaugh.
You've seen the sign, Yankee, go home. That's me they're talking about. Imagine what it's like leaving home and family for some far-off place where the people don't even want you. I joined the Navy because I believe the American military today is a force for good. So why do so many consider what I do to be so evil? It wasn't always like this. I grew up military, was overseas for 11 years as a kid, and I don't remember being so hated. I've been called a terrorist, a warmongering cowboy, an imperialist. I've talked with the waitress in London, the cab driver in Bahrain, the shopkeeper in Seoul. If there's one opinion about America they all share, it's their perception of us as an arrogant power. They're right. In the history of the world, there has never existed an unchallenged military superpower like the United States today. Maybe, then, the arrogance is justified. Who keeps the Straits of Malacca open? Who watches Taiwan's back? Who finally did something about Milosevic after an impotent European military establishment pleaded for help? So imagine the frustration felt by those of us in the American military when we're accused of doing too little one week and overreaching the next, or lately when we're labeled anti-Islamic even though our colleagues died trying to help Muslims in Kosovo and Somalia. The fact is, we shoulder an enormous burden for the rest of the world, a burden most America haters conveniently ignore. I don't mean to defend every foreign policy decision of my government. We're nowhere near perfect. But believe it or not, what motivates people like me, the ones who have served on the tip of the spear, is a sense of moral obligation. That said, I understand some of the resentment. Our lone superpower status has, at times, become an excuse to dismiss those with whom we disagree. A former U.S. official recently said, "Going to war without the French is like going deer hunting without your accordion." While I might privately agree, that attitude, especially when espoused with such hubris, is unhelpful. For service members like myself, it's tempting to think arrogance is our prerogative. We belong to the mightiest fighting force ever. But humility makes so much more sense. We cannot begin to explain all our good intentions if we do it out of hubris. Sadly, our actions do not speak for themselves, or else the whole world would see the American military as a great, if imperfect, force for good. Remember the outcry as America invaded Afghanistan? The estimates of 2 million starvation deaths, countless battle casualties, a bloody Vietnam-like quagmire? None of that happened. Afghanistan today is a better place because of the American military. And it's only the latest in a long, long line of countries that owe their security and freedom to American military might. The next time you see that sign, "Yankee, go home," think about what would happen if we really did.
Lieutenant Ken Harbaugh is a Navy pilot and an instructor at the Citadel. These views are his own and not the Navy's.